Well, one can't become two, and that's something that's blighted us in the past. If the lads get their act together, they've got to overcome setbacks we expected them. You know, it's how we just won now, and they're still full of confidence. So Saturday will be a difficult game, but, you know, we're capable of winning any game this season. We're also capable of losing any game, which I think applies to most teams in the league.
We've spoken a couple of times about when you lost at Morecambe and how much of a blow that was, but how well everybody responded to that. Is that the blueprint? Is that what you're looking for again?
Hopefully, you know, I wouldn't mind a bank of results that we got after the Morecambe defeat. Yeah, I mean, the lads are still full of confidence, and in training they're very bright and bubbly, so hopefully we can get a result on Saturday and then move on again, having the little mini one.
How's this week been, given that you've not had a midweek game, which is pretty rare in this time of year in this division?
Well, I mean, we've done something different this week. We've mixed it about with the U team. We've had a couple of bounce games. So the lads have had still exposure to a little bit of football, and we're looking okay.
I know numbers, particularly defensively, has been a bit of an issue for you in the last week or so. How's the situation there? I know Dean Winard had to come on for Joe Wright when he got a bang on the head on Saturday. How are they both looking, and what's the situation with Tom Davis?
Well, Dean will be okay. Joe is away with international duty. He'll be playing Friday night, so it'll be a big ask to play on a Saturday as well. And Tom, we're not sure, but yeah, but he won't be too far away.
I guess that's a better position than you were in, you know, a week or so ago, but it must be frustrating to have had such a solid centre-half partnership and then to have lost them both in the space of a couple of weeks.
It was, and, you know, we feared the worst, but, you know, all credit to Matthew Pearson stepping up to the plate at centre-half, and Liam came in and did really well, so, you know, we've absorbed them losses, but we've got to keep going, and, you know, there's not to say we won't get injuries along the way, further down the line, and we have to have a squad that can cope, and so far we are coping.
How important to you is Dean Winard being in that 11? He's not, in terms of the way we see it, one of the ones who'll put himself forward and talk, but on the pitch he seems to be one of the natural leaders, 200-odd games under his belt.
Well, he's a good defender, Dean, and, you know, there are a few far between in this league, so everyone knows my opinion of him. He can make a difference the way he defends, and he can lead by example, but he's also a better player on the ball than what people give him credit for.
And I guess him coming back into your side can only really be a boost and an asset to what is a pretty inexperienced group of players.
Yeah, I mean, that's the big miss that we had, you know, when you say Dean out the equation, we haven't got a great deal of game players in the back four, so almost nice to get him back.
When we talk about experience, you've added Kaib Mohammed this week. What can he bring? Obviously, he's got pedigree in the division and higher, but in terms of his experience, is that going to be an asset to you?
It will be, and you'd like to think he'll bring goals. He scored a couple in the game we played during the week against Oldham, so, you know, he gives us a different option, and I think it's important to strengthen from a position of strength rather than being desperate to try and strengthen and try and put plasters on things or fill holes.
Do you see him predominantly operating wide for you, or can he do a job in a more central role?
I think either. And that's the beauty of him, you know, bringing him into the squad. He covers several positions in midfield and going forward.